The CEO of the Port of Seattle can sit on the board of a private freight logistics company without creating a conflict of interest. That's according to an outside attorney hired by the Port of Seattle commissioners. The attorney presented his formal opinion to the port yesterday. Still, the issue may not be completely settled. KUOW's Derek Wong explains.
Tei Yoshitani is the port CEO. This past August, he accepted an offer to join the board of a company called Expeditors International. Expeditors is a Seattle-based Fortune 500 company that helps other companies organize freight transportation. The company does not have any direct business with the Port of Seattle, but the deal raised a lot of questions.
I've got over 3,000 emails and phone calls from people from all over the county, from various backgrounds, from elected officials to business owners to you name it.
That's Port Commissioner Rob Holland. Some questioned whether the CEO might personally benefit by giving Expeditors an advantage over Port of Seattle customers. A letter from state lawmakers said the deal could give Yoshitani the power to prioritize his personal profit over the public mission of the taxpayer-supported Port of Seattle. The port then hired an outside attorney to review the situation. They turned to Gary Alexander, a former state Supreme Court justice. Alexander found that the board job did not create a conflict of interest, nor an appearance of a conflict of interest. Still, Holland says the matter is not over. He says the state attorney general's office is investigating.
We are a public agency. We are here to do the economic development work of the public, not private corporations or private businesses. And if we don't have the credibility with the public, then quite frankly, we won't have a mandate to operate.
The board deal is worth about $230,000 a year. Yoshitani makes about $367,000 as port CEO. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.